On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Happy Groovy Tuesday. Yes, it is Monica J. I am so glad you are with me today. And boy, did I work all night for you. No, I'm kidding. 884-9910 if you'd like to call into the show today, or of course Monica at 991fmtalk.com. But I'd really like you to head to the website today, 991fmtalk.com. If you go into the schedule and you hit weekdays and then you click on my section, you see Monica J there. I redid and updated my webpage for you. So you will find the Freedom March that happens this Saturday. Unfortunately, I only had room for for the Reno one. But if you go to fightfornevada.com and you slide all the way over to the right and you hit the more section, you'll see flyers. Hit flyers, and all of them will pop up. This is the march. This is the Freedom March in every county, every city. There's just, you know, lots to be had. So people from Carson don't have to come from Reno, free from Reno don't have to travel to Carson or whatnot. We're taking back our own cities. Okay. Also on there has a little thing that says, open your business. And it has a link to the deprivation rights under color code, where it states that these flunkies, Hillary Sheevy, Governor Sisolak, do not have the authority to keep your business shut down. I sent these leaks courtesy of a couple of different online friends. Thank you so much helping me understand and get it worked out, because I don't want to encourage anybody to do anything that is going to get them into legal harm, get them into trouble. So let's see. People have been fined three times. So that's $3,000. And now what's the next step? Get arrested, go to jail for a few hours. Because you will notice new things circulating online, especially about the incident in Florida. And that is where a business owner was arrested and got the lawyer, took it to court. They had to throw it out, had to throw everything out, because it is unconstitutional to violate people's civil liberties. So the city, the state, the counties, unconstitutional enforcement. So if you got $3,000, access to a lawyer, and you want to stand up for yourself, then open up. Don't wait until somebody gives you permission to. It's your business. It's your livelihood. It's your future. It's your retirement. Open up your business. Go to 991fmtalk.com, find my section. This is directly from justice.gov. Also, there's one on there to click on usabeef.org. Tell the USA, tell the United States government that we want to know where our meat is coming from. I want to know. I want to support local ranchers. I want to support American ranchers. I want to know that the beef process, completely under scrutiny, regulations, and it's clean. I don't want to be eating beef that comes from another country that I don't know anything about. I don't know about their process. I don't know about their cleanliness of facilities. Also, there's a list on there, a couple of blogs from cheapism.com. American products made in China. And there's another one there, support made in USA. So there's a link that, you know, wow, some of your favorite products actually made in China. You know, like Gillette, Barbie, Huffy, Fisher-Price, Converse, Nike, Levi's, Schwinn. You want to buy American? Buy American. This is just a little something for you to help you. Thank you to everybody who has been so supportive over the last few days. And especially those who have been supported from the beginning of my show. And one of those people is Christy Scott from Battleborn Firearms and Ammunition. And something happened over the weekend, Christy, that we need to talk about. What's up?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So we've been low on ammo, and I know a couple of ammunition manufacturers in Idaho. And it just so happened that my husband and I decided to take a road trip this weekend to Idaho, and we also decided to visit my daughter. So I packed up two of my grandkids, and we drove to Idaho, spent 4 days there, enjoyed the heck out of that place. My gosh, it's a conservative's paradise, seriously. Mm-hmm. And driving home, we only brought one back because the 16-year-old wanted to stay with his cousins, and he can do his schoolwork anywhere. And I'm looking at this beautiful countryside on my way back. And you know all those little tiny towns with all the little tiny shops.
Yeah.
Half of them are out of business. I kid you not. It made me want to cry. We went into a small, because we always support the local businesses. We went into a small mom-and-pop gas station, paid a little bit more, bought some sandwiches, and they wouldn't stop saying thank you. Then we get to the border to come into Nevada, and there's this big flashing sign that says, please self-quarantine for 14 days. And I you know what my hand gesture was at it, but mm-hmm. I thought, this is absolutely killing rural America. It's killing rural America. We, you know, there all those little tiny gift shops and all those little tiny places that you go when you go on vacation, they're dead from lack of tourism.
Yeah.
The home buyer's guide that I picked up, it was filled with businesses for sale. This is not only pissing me off, it's breaking my heart that the very core of America, those little tiny businesses that mom and pop struggled for 52 years or whatever to keep in the family are closing because of this crap. Did I wear a mask? No. And you know what?
I wonder, Christy, if any of those businesses or any of those people are going to come back and sue because they didn't know. Of course, you have to know your rights. They didn't know that they could open up on their own.
Exactly.
You know,
it was the most depressing visit.
That is just, it's
and it
so
was,
sad.
I mean, just to see those little towns, we took the scenic route through Idaho because I've never really been there and I wanted to see, and we wanted to go to Lewiston, which has a couple of ammunition manufacturers there, but unfortunately I was asleep. It just, you know, you see this Cascade Valley, just green everywhere. All the rafting trips closed down. This is the perfect time of year for it. This is when they start really making money. All the little diners closed down.
It's just incredible.
And they've got the signs, maintain your social distancing. But to me, there is no reason you can't open up if you can maintain social distancing, if that's your choice.
If that's your choice.
Any place.
I'm not going to social distance. If people don't want to get around me, that's fine. But I'm sorry. I'm tired of hearing about the new normal. The new normal. This is not the new normal. This is all marketing. If you look at the what's you're being shown on television, all the celebrities, stay home, stay safe. Yeah, because you can be ICT, you know. The sports celebrities, these people can stay home. They don't have to work if they don't want to.
I'm not social distancing. I've got customers coming in here hugging me.
Yeah.
I'm like, No, we give each other a good hug. Amen.
I was hugging, kissing.
I'm done with
you
this.
Know.
Yeah.
We all,
I'm done
that,
with
that's
this.
That's the point, Christy. We all have to be done with it. People just need to, you know, give the high fly salute to Sheevy and to Sisolak and say, that's it. We're done. We're opening. It is your right. They cannot lawfully close your business or shut you down. Go to the Justice Department. Justice.gov. The link is on my webpage. 991fmtalk.com. You have to stand up for yourself. They have beaten people so far down and created such a fear that people aren't willing to do anything for themselves. Either you say it ends now, or welcome to socialism. When a city, a county, a governor can tell you you need to shut your business, you need to stay in your home, then we're no longer America. People trying to fudge the numbers. Had to correct Joe Biden the other day saying 600,000 people have died because of the coronavirus. No, less than 60,000 people have died. What are you thinking? Am I alone in this? No, I'm not. I've got people like Christy and Angela, and it's like Sean. I mean, I can rattle off the names, but nobody's listening. Business owners aren't listening. Dee Goodman's happy I sent her that information. Knowledge is power. And they are trying to keep you from that knowledge. They own the media. They're trying to push social distancing. Don't let them do it. I will not stop hugging people because hugs are rejuvenating. They are healing. I'm actually going to bring you a little something on that when we come back. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, 884-9910 on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Love having you here with me. Wow. Log on to 991fmtalk.com today. Answer our poll question because I had an email from a listener that asked where they could get information on the candidates. They're having a hard time finding stuff. Well, I do use Ballotpedia quite a bit. I go there and I like to search. But what I'm noticing from a lot of candidates, they haven't put in any information about themselves. Some people still don't even have websites or Facebook pages started yet. That is not right. So that's why we've been doing interviews here on the air. Speaking of which, we're going to have two candidates with us today. Jeff Church, who is running for the Washoe County School Board, and Sandra Linares, who is running for Assembly. So we'll get to speak with them. You have to know who you're voting for, especially in races where you've got four Republicans running against each other. Some names you recognize, some names you don't. You have to know what their views are. So all I can do is say for the last couple of weeks, we've in every hour, well, except for yesterday because Alexis Hansen didn't call in. You can go to the podcast and you can listen to candidates there. Had a lot of Washoe County, but we do have Douglas County and Lyon coming up here as well, Carson City. Because we're all one big happy family. Remember what happens in it's almost like California. You know, when things happen in California, they move this way. Well, when things happen in Washoe County, they have a tendency to spread out to the rural areas. Because people just don't think for themselves, I guess. I went on a little tirade there for a moment because of businesses being shut down. And I want you to envision the future. Okay, envision the future with me. Sisolak wasn't going to join the governors or the other governors of the western states, the very liberal western states, California, Washington, Oregon. Because he was, you know, we're Nevadans, we're going to do it all right. And then he decided to. Because he doesn't have a plan, so he's going by their playbook. Well, let me tell you what their playbook is. Oregon just announced that they're staying shut down until July 6th. July 6th. In the first phase of the opening, not everybody gets to open. Nope. Salons, churches. Churches would be the absolute easiest thing to do their so-called social distancing. This is ridiculous. They're using COVID-19 as fear. And if you buy into it, if you settle for it, then they have totalitarian control over you. That's it. That's all she wrote. That's all there is to it. Is this really what you want the future to be? Because yesterday's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, should non-essential businesses just open? 95% of those participating in the poll said, open your business now. And let me tell you, we had more than 10 people voting. Open your business now. 5% said use the governor's plan. So 5% of those participating are the scaredy cats. Today's poll question, is there enough candidate information online for you to make an informed decision? Right now, 65% saying no. What's the media focusing on? COVID-19. Keep you scared. Tell you what everybody's doing. I want to hear from the candidates how they would have done this differently and how they would be respecting your rights. Because every single elected representative is not respecting your rights. Why do you have to hear from me and the listeners that you can open your business? You might face a fine. You might get arrested. But let me tell you, when it comes to your fair and speedy court appearance, they have to throw it out because it is unconstitutional. Hillary Sheevy, Governor Sisolak, they do not have the legal authority to close a private business, to shut a private business down. Not for a day, not for 3 months, not indefinitely. So why are you letting them do it? And why aren't your elected representatives the ones who are telling you this and saying that they will be behind you? Where? City, county, state. Where are they? They're sending letters. I can tell you what file folder those went into. It's round. It sits on the floor. Aren't you sick of this? I know I sure am. And it's not because I want to have my hair and nails done. I do my own hair. I know. It looks like it. Just look at the pictures. I want this open for my friends and my neighbors that I care about that are losing everything. We'll be back after this Fox News update. See what the rest of the world is doing with this sham of the CVD-19. Less than 60,000 deaths in this country. And we crashed an economy. It's disgusting. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this terrific Tuesday. We'll go that way. It is a terrific Tuesday. Beautiful outside today. And here I am with you in this little studio, but that's okay, because I can't think of any place that I would rather be. 884-9910, Monica at 991fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com if you want to stream the show, listen to the podcast, or answer today's poll question. Is there enough information online about the candidates in this primary, the most important primary? General elections, you're either going to go Democrat or Republican. The primary is Republican against Republican, Democrats against Democrats, to see who's going to go on and represent the people. This is the primary you should be paying attention to. You can get some information on Ballotpedia or just start looking people up for yourself. Go to the state's websites. Find out who's running for your district. This is an interesting email I got from Deborah this morning. Maybe we need a GoFundMe page for Northern Nevada businesses. And where are the representatives? Good question. Thanks, Deb. I come up with them every once in a while. But maybe that is something that we have to do. Start a GoFundMe page for Northern Nevada businesses to pay the fines. Open up. Open today. There are supposedly non-essential businesses. I'm sorry, but every business is essential in one form or another. It's to people's livelihoods, to how they succeed in life and how their employees succeed in life. So maybe that's how we get people to open up their businesses. Start a GoFundMe page to pay the fines. Somebody fining you for something that they know is against your civil liberties. Those are the people you've elected. Let's go to the phone lines right now and check in with one of our candidates. And she's got one of the biggest races with the most competition. And that is Sandra Linares. Sandra, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Monica. I really appreciate you having me today. Thank you.
Well, Sandra is running for Assembly District 31, once held by Jill Dickman, lost to Skip Daley. Now back in the race, so Jill's running. David Espinoza is also running, and Sandra Linares. Now, Sandra, what do you bring to the table? Well, first off, why do you even want to get into politics?
Well, it was never my first choice, but I am the treasurer of the Washoe County Republican Party, so I have been involved. I volunteered for many years. You know, my services, I have a master's in accounting and I'm a certified fraud examiner. And I, you know, when this seat, no one was in the seat when I decided to jump in January. I've been working, for about 2.5 months, you know, speaking to people. But originally when I decided to jump in, I thought, you know, I could do more. I can do more for our district. I can do more for our state. You know, it's been underrepresented for over a decade, regardless if it was a Republican or a Democrat who held the seat. You know, Skip Daley has done damage the last decade to my district and to our state. Everything he voted for is something I would never vote for, including the stadium tax that one of my opponents did vote for. You know, and I realized that I could do more, and I'm a strong voice. I'm a fighter, and I want to make a change. I feel real passionate, you know, really passionate about this, that, you know, we need to stand up, we need to fight, and we need to make sure, you know, the Republican conservative values are being applied in everything we do in the legislature.
You know, and I do have to add on to that, Sandra. You are a fighter, and that's why I wish I was in your district to vote for you, but I can't. You don't back down, and you have a history in law enforcement and all kinds of things that give you that ability to stand up to bullies.
Yes, I'm a veteran of the Air Force. I paved the way for a lot of women in the security police field in the Air Force when they opened up to women. You know, and regardless, women, man, you know, it doesn't really matter. We have to, enough is enough, Monica. Enough is enough. You know, I have watched since 1992 our state take a turn for the worst. And, you know, I'm just not one to sit by. I'm always a voice. I'm a strong voice. I will fight for my constituents. And, you know, I was listening to you earlier, and absolutely, Monica, you're right. We need to open up now. And here's why. I've been talking to the constituents for 2.5 months. I've been canvassing. Yes, I've been canvassing during this pandemic. And here's why. I need to get my message out. I need to let people know who I am. You know, I've been talking to constituents all the way from Reno, you know, from Stead to the North Valley, to Sun Valley, to, you know, Wingfield Springs, where I live. As well as older Sparks, and they are losing their businesses as we speak, Monica. And I have talked to hundreds, if not thousands, of people saying, you know what, we're not ignorant. We know what we have to do, you know, to open up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people who can't pay their bills. This is overboard.
Well,
yes,
Sandra, let me tell you, it's really disappointing that one of those things that people are being required to do is just heavily clean their business. This is something that should be done every day. But when you have people that are hired at, you know, what, $8-$9 an hour, they go out there and they slop a dirty rag around a table, around a bed. You know, nobody watches them do their job and they don't care. And so, you know, that's why we're in this situation.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if we develop, you know, if there's good habits that come out of here, wonderful. But, you know, it's enough's enough. Where are our representatives? Who is fighting for the people? I'd like to know.
Sending a letter.
And I'm fighting.
Would you send a letter?
Letters are worthless. You got to get out there. You got to be in Sisolak's space. You have to demand that we take care of our people and our businesses. Every week it gets worse, Monica. Every week there's more stories that I hear, you know, at all socioeconomic levels. So the district is very diverse. You know, so that's kind of what I see and what I hear from the constituents of my district.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you didn't cower at home in fear because of the threats of the fines and everything like that. Sandra, how can people find out more about you, your history, and donate to your campaign?
Oh, well, they can go to my website, which is Linares, Linares, the number 4, AD31.com. And on that website, I have videos of my stances on certain issues. I have videos posted. I have some of my, some other pictures as well to kind of share with you, you know, my life in essence. And they can donate on that page as well. You know, I've been talking. I'm going out again today. Every day I've been talking to the constituents, every single day.
Well, and remember,
Sandra
may be running for Assembly District 31, but she represents all of Northern Nevada. So you don't have to be in her district to support her if you want to send in a donation or something like that, or help her spread the news about her candidacy. If you know somebody who lives in District 31, that's also a great way to do it.
And here's the other thing, Monica. I'm not the establishment candidate. I've never ran before and never would have thought to, but I believe my state needs me.
Sandra, can you hang on for just a second? We have a caller who actually wants to ask you a question. Do you mind answering a question?
No, of course.
All right, so let's get Vance on the line. Hi, Vance. What's the question that you have for Sandra?
You should have warned her about me.
Oh, trust me. Everybody knows about you, Vance.
All right. Monica knows, a number of people know, that I'm very, very hot on the Second Amendment issue. I am retired Navy, enlisted, and I've been on this gun issue for dang near 40 years now. But I'm going to set it up for you here. I want to get your thoughts.
You have to do it quickly, though, Vance, because we've only got about a minute and a half.
Okay. This is a ruling in Kentucky in 1822, and part of that ruling goes thus. Rejecting the prosecutor's distinction between regulation versus prohibition of the right, the court ruled that, quote, whatever restraints the full and complete exercise of that right, though not an entire destruction of it, is forbidden. I repeat, forbidden by the explicit language of the Constitution. I want to know what you're going to do about these gun laws that the Democrats have been putting into place for the last 70 years.
Vance,
that's a great question, Vance. Well, first off, just so you know, I am a concealed weapon carrier. I do teach women how to shoot as well. I teach at the university in financial investigations. And I have every single one of my students that's been indoctrinated for the last, 15 years in the school system. I let them all know who I am. I let them know I'm a concealed weapon carrier and that every single one of the students in my class have the right, natural right, that our founding fathers subscribed for us to carry a gun, a weapon, to protect themselves and their families. Because I let them know, in the theater, I'm sitting in row Z1, Z2, and I'm protecting every single one of them. So I'm 100% with you on that. I was a security police in the Air Force guarding nuclear weapons. I've always been around firearms, and I've always been an avid supporter, and I'm an avid marksman. So,
but will you 100%. Fight? Will you fight to get rid of those, all of the red flag laws that we have in this
Absolutely.
State?
Absolutely. AB 291 and SB 143, that would be top of my agenda.
All right. Please don't come up with any new bills. Just get in there and get rid of these old ones, or these ones that have been passed.
Yeah, we don't need new bills, Monica. We need to get rid of the other stuff.
Exactly. Sandra, what's the website again for people to find you online and find out more about you?
Linares, Linares, number 4AD31.com. And that links to my Facebook and other things. And you can contact me from there as well.
And don't forget, we're having another March for Freedom on Saturday. I hope I see you there in front of Reno Court. Perfect. And then people can come down and meet Sandra there as well. Sandra, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Monica, so much.
Sorry, we had a little bit of delay there. Thank you, Sandra, and good luck to you. All right, we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Woohoo to you, too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM. Talk. I love it when I get your emails. Al just sent me one real quickly. Monica, the governors who are wanting to keep the states closed want to completely destroy the state's economy so they can get money from the federal government. That is absolutely true, Al, and especially Sisolak, because he knows he's not going to be reelected. So what has he got to lose? Also, let's see. This comes from Mary. Can we show our solidarity by wearing the safety vests like the French protests? They are $10. If not, try to wear all one color, like black shirts, black Levi's, or blue on blue, etc. Also, try to avoid one of the interviews with the biased. Make them show our numbers. Stand up for, instead of just a few people hanging around. Yeah, the media coverage has been just amazing how they have downplayed all of the different rallies that have been going on. But I like that. But Mary, I think I'm going to go, you know, everybody try to wear some form of red. Red. Show your solidarity that way. Wear some form of red on Saturday. And, you know, there's so many different things that red can represent. But red is a color that not a lot of people wear. So let's go with the red. And then you'll know exactly what we're doing out there. Mary, thanks for that text, actually, because 884-9910 is not only our call-in line, that is also our text line as well. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Glenn this morning. Glenn wants to talk about the deprivation of rights under color of law. Hi, Glenn. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. How are you doing?
Doing fabulous today.
Great.
What's up?
Where we go one, we go all.
That's right.
Okay, I just got on, and we know, and it was a Q drop, okay? And this Q drop was Section 242, Title 18. I sent it to you on Facebook. It's a deprivation of rights under color of law. And it goes on and says, Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of law to willfully deprive a person of right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law includes acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority. If these acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance or of his her official duties, person acting under color of law within the meaning of the statute includes police officers, prison guards, and other lawful enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers, and public health facilities. And others who are acting as public officials, it is not necessary that the crime be motivated by, I don't know if I can say this word right, animus toward the color, race, religion, sex, handicap, familial status, or natural origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime and the resulting injury, if any.
Glenn, I got to actually wrap you up there because we have to go. We're wrapping up the break here, but that's it. And that is on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. You can go find it. I'm going to print off a bunch of copies of this, and we're going to have it at our rally because you know what? Damn it. We're done with this. Open your stores now. Do not wait for anybody to tell you it's okay because it is okay.